Hello, West Liberty. This is Mason. You're listening to WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. The last time I set foot in this studio was fall of 2020. I'm here to present this series of interviews about the one of the fraternities at West Liberty University, Phi Delta Theta. I'm in the studio with Ashton Keppel, the current president of Phi Delta Theta West Virginia Gamma. Ashton also served as member at large at West Liberty. In the fraternity. Ashton, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
When you decided to join Phi Delta Theta, what played into your decision?
Well, when you're transitioning from high school to college, you need to find a group of, you know, your friends. So I looked into all the fraternities, and Phi Delta stood out to me the most just because of our, philanthropy, networking core, strong alumni relation. So that was the most thing that stood out to me the most. So, yeah.
Did you have any relatives in the fraternity before you?
I personally don't. However, when I went to the national convention in Pittsburgh, there was generations of Phi Delts, grandfather, father, son, that were all Phi Delt. And then once you join the fraternity, you get a big brother and a little brother. And you establish your own family tree, which is pretty neat. So,
what are some of your responsibilities that you have to do every day to ensure that the fraternity runs smoothly?
So I think any organization should be forward-thinking. We're forward-thinking and believing that our newest members should have a relationship with our older members and the alumni. So one of the more important elements of my role as president is to continually invite people, new people, to events and make sure the organization grows. You know, we also place a great emphasis on educational and personal growth. We monitor each other in brotherhood and make sure that we're all growing and developing as leaders.
What are some things that people should expect when considering to join Phi Delta Theta?
They should expect to be embraced and accepted into something bigger than themselves and the university. It's important to become, it's an opportunity really to become the greatest version of yourself, which is one of our mottos. So,
what are some skills that you have developed in your time being president?
I'd say leadership would be the biggest thing. I mean, that's pretty much what Phi Delta is all about. Our fraternity sends a lot of our executive board members to a leadership conference in St. Louis, which I attended last month. I learned some things about myself I didn't know, where my strengths, weaknesses are, and the importance of being a good decision maker for the organization.
What were some other things that happened at the, what's the, environment like at those types of conferences?
The conference?
Yeah.
So it's called PLC, which is President's Leadership Conference, and they put you up in a hotel, a really nice hotel, actually, and they give you food and everything, and you go through classes from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. You're in classes all day just learning about leadership, how to recruit people, mental health, and I mean, it's really neat. You learn all kinds of stuff. It's really interesting.
Is there any significance to that area that they hold it? Is that the same place that they hold the conference every year?
They do the President's Leadership Conference in St. Louis just because it's in the center of the country. Mm-hmm. So we have chapters all over the U.S., Canada. So it's the center part of the country where everyone can have the most where everyone can get in the same part, have pretty much the same, distance to travel, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our next segment right after this on 91.5 WGLZ. If you're just tuning in, I'm in the studio talking with Ashton Keppel about his role as president of Phi Delta Theta. What are some events that potential new members can expect?
Well, we just had bowling night the other night. That was pretty fun. We do top golf, ski trips, beach trips, anything where we can bond and work together and meet alumni or whatnot.
What are some skills that new members can potentially develop?
I mean, like I said earlier, like, leadership is huge, time management, and just working towards becoming better as a person.
Tell me about Phi Delta's philanthropy and what it strives to improve.
So our philanthropy is Live Like Lou, which one of our most famous alumni or famous members of Phi Delta is Lou Gehrig, who passed away from ALS, which is a progressive neurological disease. It's very tragic. We raise money for the organization, and we also adopt a family with a member that has ALS, and we help them in any way we can. Like last year, we had a food truck come up on campus, and we donated a portion to Live Like Lou, so it's pretty neat.
I think I remember that food truck last year.
It was pretty good. I mean, we had a really good turnout the first night, sold out. So
I think it was nice because I worked at WOW at the time.
So okay.
It kind of took a lot of the people away from WOW that night.
Right.
Kind of gave us a break.
Yeah.
During the break, we talked about our first experiences. Uh-huh. What was, like, your first experience with the fraternity and, you know, what made you want to join?
One of the members invited me out to Topgolf, which we're doing that soon, I think. They took us out to Topgolf and got to meet everyone. I was like, yeah, this is a great group, and I love Topgolf. That place is super fun. And ever since that, I went to all their other events, which the more I got to know them, the better I liked it. So,
who was someone that you bonded with strongly?
The previous president, Jonathan Howard, I really liked him. He really showed me what the fraternity was about. Also, DD, he's currently the vice president, actually. He's pretty knowledgeable in the values that we hold as a fraternity. So,
yeah, we'll have DD in a couple weeks, and then we'll have Jonathan Howard in about a month or so.
Awesome.
My first experience with the fraternity, my roommate Steven, he was, I don't know if he had class with DD, I'm assuming he did. He got in contact with him and, you know, wanted him to join.
Right.
And he wanted to come to the frat house. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, you want to come with me? And I said, sure, why not? You know?
Yeah.
So that was the first I got to meet a few of you guys. And then it was the dancing for, what was it? What was the first dance?
First dance.
How they had to run for the king and queen.
Oh, yeah. Homecoming.
Yeah.
Yeah, homecoming. That's when you guys joined. That's right.
Yeah, we both went to that and watched that, and that was very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that's usually how we recruit. I mean, take people up to our house, which I think only two fraternities have houses, which we're one of them. We take them up, show them the house. It's a place to go in between classes and stuff, so it's fun.
What is, like, the range of majors that people in the fraternity have?
I mean, we've pretty much had every major. I know a lot of us are business majors, as myself. I'm marketing. We have CJ majors, broadcasting, mm-hmm. which is you. Education. We've had pretty much any major you can think of, mm-hmm. which is really awesome for alumni, because we like to be very diverse in which members we recruit and whatnot. So that's pretty cool, just the diversity we have. It's awesome.
Phi Delta is an international or national?
It's international, just because we have chapters in Canada.
Is it just Canada? Is there any other countries that...
No.
No other countries?
I think we have 192 chapters, so I mean, it's a huge organization, mm-hmm. and I didn't really understand that until, like, the National Convention in Pittsburgh, just how big Phi Delta Theta is. It's just huge. It's amazing.
Are we the only chapter in West Virginia currently?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Okay.
We had one in WVU and then one at Marshall, but they shut down, so...
I'd like to thank Ashton for joining me today. If you enjoyed this show and would like to get more information about Thi Delta Theta, you can follow us on Instagram at ThiDeltWVG. My next guest will be our Vice President, DD, in a few weeks. You've been listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. Let's get back to the music.